Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Mishnehei. The Torah says, Hake Take Es Yoshve Yira Hilufi Chorev. And on that, the Mishnah learns, Hachameres Vahagameles, those that are leading donkeys or camels, Haiveres Mimakum Lamakum, that are going and passing by from place to place, Hare Elu Matzilinosa. These people, when they're in the Ir Nidachas, they can actually save the city. So when they calculate the Ir Nidachas, you have to have most of the city worships of Avodah Zarah. If these people were tipping the scales in a positive way that they do not worship Avodah Zarah, that's the case of the Mishnah. If they tip the scales in a positive way, then they would actually save the city. It also works conversely in the negative way. If they do worship Avodah Zarah, these travelers, and the city was like half and half, and these people came along and then they stayed in the city and they worshiped Avodah Zarah, they would actually bring down the whole city as an Ir Nidachas. But in the case of the Mishnah, Hare Elu Matzilin Osa. The Mishnais try to talk positively, and that was the case that was discussed, and they would save the city. Hacharem osov es kol asher ba. You totally destroy the city and anything inside of it. Mikan amru nichsei tzadikim shebesoicha ovdin, shebechutza la pleitin. From here, the Chum said that the nechasim, the belongings of the tzadikim that lived in the city, that were not worshipping Avodah Zarah, like the rest of the city, like we said in the previous Mishnais, that the only ones that were actually killed were the ones that worshipped Avodah Zarah, because each and every person needed at least Edim that they did Avodah Zarah. Hasra is a different Indian that we saw Machlekes between the Gra and others. But let's say you have Tzadikim that were in the city. So Dafka, the Nechasim that are inside of the city get destroyed, but the Nechasim that a Tzadik that's living there, that he has outside the city, let's say he has a carriage outside the city, that gets saved. Taisanta brings the Gemara, and it's learned out from a drush of the Pasuk, from the words Kol and Osa. And he also brings that the reason that the nechasim get destroyed inside the city is because b'stama, these tzaddikim, their nechasim are what made them stay in such an evil city. It's because of parnasa, whatever it was. Their nechasim are what made them stay there. And that's why they get punished that way, that their nechasim get destroyed. But dafka, the ones that are inside the city, not the ones that are outside the city. The shel rishayim, the Mishnah continues, bein shebesoicha, bein shebechutzala, harelu oivdin. But the rishayim, whether or not they have nechasim inside the city or nechasim outside the city, the nechasim get destroyed everywhere they're found. And this, Taisanta brings also Pida Gemara from the Torah when it says, Ves kol shlala tick bites. Kol is coming to include nechasim, even nechasim that are outside of the city from the Rishayim.